Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, queens, and welcome to another exciting episode of Successful Woman Radio. I'm your host, Queen Trina, broadcasting to you live this beautiful day, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and of course, your ideas a big success. Well, we're wrapping up our September theme, preparing for the final quarter. Over the past few weeks, we've talked about strategy, planning, setting powerful goals, but today we're shifting gears and focusing on the ultimate key to success, which is your mindset and motivation. Today, I want to talk about how to cultivate a success-driven mindset and maintain the motivation that you'll need to not only finish the year strong, but also enter the new year with purpose and power. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing us all to wake up this morning and to have another beautiful day to accomplish our business dreams and goals. Bless us, O Lord, as we pursue being queens of our empires, taking action, and being the leaders that you would have us to be. O Lord, help us not to procrastinate on our business goals and tasks, but Father, help us to be steadfast, unmovable, and yes, unshakable. Lord, we ask for a special blessing over all of those women who might be struggling with debt, feeling alone and isolated and not sure which way to turn. Let them know, Father, that they are not alone. Give them the inner peace and strength, oh yes, and send resources and others to them that can help. We thank you so much for all of the blessings that you have given us, and we embrace and accept all of those blessings that are yet to come. And of course, Father, I thank you so much for Successful Woman Radio and to all of the listeners who follow the show, Father, and who support us in our effort to help women to start and grow their business. We thank you for that, Lord. Father, give me a ready recollection of words and resources to share. And Lord, just continue to be with Successful Woman Radio as we draw more women to us who we know, Lord, need the information, need the resources. This is in Christ's name I pray. Amen. Well, again, hello, hello to all of you. It's been a little while. I had to end up playing a repeat show on last Monday, and I have not been well. I started off with tonsillitis, and then about 10 days after, I got hit with a really rough case of bronchitis. So for all of you who knew that, thank you so much for your prayers, your love, your remedy recipes. Thank you for everything that you do for me. I feel so incredibly loved by all of our listeners. Thank you so much. As we put a closure to September, I thought it'd be very important to talk about mindset and motivation today, because it's something that I have been hearing business women talk about, that they are low in the spirit or their business isn't doing like it used to and it's discouraging them. And so we need that extra dose of mindset and motivation for ourselves that we can create to push us to a successful fourth quarter. So coming up, we've got 7 questions of business leadership, just a few announcements on Women About Biz. Oh, and I'll be telling you about a conference that I'll be speaking at here in Atlanta. I need 10 beautiful ladies to come to this conference with me and sit with me at the table. So again, I'll be sharing that with you in just a little bit. And of course, we'll round everything off with mindset and motivation for the fourth quarter. And we're pushing right on into October. Isn't that incredible? The time is moving right along. So let's right now go ahead with the 7 questions of business leadership. And as many of you know, these questions are open-ended, meaning, you know, you're going to experience when you answer these questions, and if you're consistent with asking yourself these questions, you're going to experience different answers depending upon your actions to previous answers of the same questions, right? The questions are designed in a way to help you hone in on what's needed for your business and to make corrections, improvements, and draw your own conclusion and strategies on what you need to do. So without further ado, here's the first question. Will I commit to preparing my mind for greatness each morning this week? Of course, this is the process of using prayer, self-belief, customized affirmations, personal power, and yes, unshakable faith to keep yourself strengthened and guarded against anything that does not enhance your life. This is something that has to be practiced every single morning, and yes, even throughout the day, especially when you are dealing with challenges and obstacles. Here's question 2. Am I effectively balancing passion and profitability in my business? So this is a question that's asking you, are you actually not just staying excited, but are you also creating ways to generate that income to keep money flowing through your business consistently, right? So it's important for you to consider how you can enhance your profitability without compromising the aspects that bring you joy and fulfillment. Moving right along, we're going to go ahead to question 3. How can I strengthen my online presence and marketing strategies? You know, I can tell you unequivocally, marketing is everything to your business, right? And the thing is that technology is rapidly changing so fast at such a speeding pace that yes, it is possible that each quarter you may find yourself having to tweak or having to embrace and adapt new technologies or new techniques in reaching your audience. So it's important for you to stay up with the times. It's important for you, if you're going to use AI, artificial intelligence, if you're going to use AI, it's important for you to make sure that you are using it responsibly. It's important not to just copy and paste what the AI gives you in response to your questions or creating a script or creating anything. The importance here is to make it your own. What AI should be doing where content is concerned for you is that it should be helping you to shorten the time that it takes for you to create whatever it is that you've purposed to do, right? So in looking at your online presence, you must make sure that the number one thing is important is to build your mailing list. And that is simply figuring out compelling offers that you can use to attract others to what you have so that they will sign up for and thereby providing you with name, phone number, and email. Keep in mind that all about the law of average when it comes to your success. You've got to have so many people on your mailing list in order to achieve specific targets, specific percentages when looking at how much money you're going to generate, right? The only way you can do that is to make sure you have a nice sizable mailing list. Now, I'm not talking about something humongous. I'm just talking about an opted-in list of, let's say, 500 or 1,000 or 2,500, right? It's important for you to know that you always must be working towards building your mailing list. Anytime that you're not having people sign up for something in a week's time, there's a problem and you've got to back up and know how to go find out what it is so that you can keep those mailing lists being built, right? Now, in addition to that, it's important to enhance your visibility with videos, free offers, and guest interviews whenever possible. This helps to connect with your target audience and effectively communicate your unique value of products and services. So, yes, Marketing is key. It's something we all have to get used to working on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis. I mean, we just have to stay consistent with it. Here's number four. What learning opportunities can I pursue to enhance my skills? You know, as the CEO of your business, here's the thing. Continuous learning will always be key. So identify areas where you need to improve on. Identify those areas that can expand and enhance your skills, whether it's related to your product, your service, marketing, or even technology. Look for workshops, online courses, networking events that can contribute both to your professional and your personal growth. Here's number five. What will I do to hold myself accountable to my business goals? Again, what will I do to hold myself accountable to my business goals? Personal accountability is definitely one of the most important cornerstones of success. And you have to take a proactive approach to set clear, achievable goals for your business each week, but you have to go a step further. You have to create a realistic action plan, and you have to identify specific tasks that need to be accomplished. To do this, you've got to create or develop your accountability strategy. In other words, you've got to create a system of how you're going to hold yourself accountable, and what are the signs when you find that you're falling behind, procrastinating, you're feeling discouraged, you're feeling out of sorts? What do you do then? So on a regular basis, you've got to check in with yourself, assess your progress, and make those adjustments as needed, right? So consider leveraging tools like productivity apps, setting up an accountability system, which I just mentioned, or consistently holding yourself accountable, with a coach. A coach can help you in many ways. And I would say you need a coach to help you with accountability when things aren't being done in your business. You don't know when it happened or how it happened, but you're feeling out of sorts. You're disorganized. You find yourself procrastinating. And now you're even questioning yourself. When you feel like that, this is when you know I've got to get help. I've got to talk with a coach to kind of help me straighten it out, develop an accountability system so that I am able to be proficient and functional and literally the queen of action when it comes to getting things done for my business. And this is key. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on is, you know, how do you motivate yourself? How do you keep things going when you're not feeling it, right? Here's number six. Am I prioritizing self-care and well-being in my entrepreneurial journey or during my entrepreneurial journey? You know, this is important because, yes, running a business can be demanding. And I think oftentimes women are attracted to, a lot of propaganda and information about business opportunities and business, and it is romanticized a lot. And so we have to be careful because while it can be very rewarding, it also can be very overwhelming and demanding on your time and on you and your family. So this is where you've got to assess your work-life balance and well-being, and you've got to ask yourself, am I taking breaks, setting boundaries, and finding moments to take care of myself? So prioritize your mental and physical health to sustain your passion and creativity in the long run. And I think this is important to pay attention to, is that, you know, there are going to be times when you've got to keep yourself moving right along. And if you haven't been motivating yourself, if you haven't been preparing your mind for greatness, this is where it's going to show up when you're facing obstacles and challenges and feeling overwhelmed. You're going to find that if you do not prepare your mind for greatness, if you aren't taking care of yourself, then you're going to experience a lack. You're going to experience a void, you know, just an empty space where you're not able to function. And I don't want that to happen to any of you as businesswomen. So the proactive way to handle all of this, right, is to prioritize, make it a priority for self-care and mental well-being. very important here. And last but not least, number seven in the seven questions of business leadership, it is, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is my belief level? You know, I can't, out of all of these questions, I really would have to say that this one is the most important, because without you, your business cannot thrive. It cannot survive at all. And when you don't believe, you will see it appear in your business with a lack of funds, you know, less and less people are connecting with you. You're not able to build your mailing list. You're going to see all of these things happen, and I don't want that to happen for you. So listen up. Your belief level is tied directly into your actions. If you indeed are taking action, you should see your goals being accomplished, your to-do items being marked complete, and you should see progress going on within yourself and your business, right? So these are things that you really have to take note of. And anytime things aren't going well, anytime you notice a deviation, a curve, obstacles, challenges, anytime you notice yourself standing still and really not wanting to take any action, you have to go back to your belief level. Am I believing in this enough? Do I have in place all of the things necessary to have a sustained belief level on this particular project? What is the problem? Why is there an issue? You know, what am I feeling? Yeah, you got to dig deep. You've got to be asking yourself all of this. Why? Because as the owner, you drive your business. You drive it. And, you know, this is something that you can take to the bank. It's something you need to know as a fact. You know, even when you don't have enough money to have a big marketing budget or to do some things that you would like to do for your business, there are alternatives that you will come up with when your mind is clear and when you have that strong belief level. So having belief level in place is very, very important. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. And I'm your host, Queen Trina. I'm so excited about you being here on the show today. And if you don't have a notepad, you better go grab a notepad and a pen because we've got some great information for you today. So there you have it, all seven questions of business leadership. Ask them of yourself as often as you need to. And I'm very, very excited to do the show today, because I tell you, I thought I was going to have that bronchitis forever. It literally stopped me from speaking clearly. So I am more excited than ever to be able to do the last show for the month of September. Okay. Many of you might be asking, you know, Trina refers to everyone as queens. What does that actually mean? Well, it means that at the time of your birth, you inherited the right to rule over all things that you create and bring into existence, whether it's businesses, organizations, homes, land, and other types of real estate, or even investing. You are responsible for growing it and managing it. Why? Because you purpose to do it. So God wants you to be absolutely a living testimony for Him. I want to make just a few announcements for Women About Biz. Our main website, as you know, Successful Woman Radio, is the flagship show for Women About Biz. And we have so much going on in preparing for fourth quarter and helping you to and encouraging you to write your business strategy and figure out where you're going this fourth quarter and what actually needs to happen, right? And so with that said, we are indeed creating a strategic planning course that we are preparing. You'll be able to take it at your convenience. So you won't have to mark a particular date on your calendar or anything like that except to watch it or to participate in the course. But we decided to do our strategic planning in a course this year so that you will be able to go back to it time and time again as you strategically planned it for the fourth quarter, moving on into the year 2025. So stay tuned for that. Also, our planner, our goals planner for October will be uploaded today in the library. So if you are a member of Women About Biz, you can go into the portal, the membership portal we call Crown, and you will be able to download your October goals planner and start working on the goals that you want to accomplish for the month of October. So keep that in mind. This is definitely a time, you know, when I took survey of how many people were actually, you know, working on their goals every month in our membership, it was very low. And again, this is something that there are three things that I think are happening. Number one, it could be because you don't understand or grasp the importance of goals. Okay. Number two, it could be simply because you're not understanding the vision hierarchy and how to actually plan out your goals. Or it could be number three, you're just not being honest with yourself. You're not being committed. And what you're trying to set goals on is not something that you really want to be doing. And you've got to reckon with yourself. So it could be one of those three things. And I want you to put yourself in check. And I want you to be thinking about that because trust me, when you realize the importance of goal setting within doing anything in life and how it can set the foundation for manifestation, I don't think that you would abandon, you know, setting your goals and staying on top of things like that every day. So definitely, I think that on the whole, I think business women don't set goals for those three reasons. And you've got to determine which one of those reasons belongs to you and what you're going to do about it. Listen, I've been there, done that. I have had many questions of myself about, you know, am I doing too much? Am I in the right business? Or should I eliminate one of these businesses? Or I'm feeling overwhelmed. Something has to give. You know, I have been through those things. And, I'm not sure for those of you who are longtime listeners, you may remember, I think it was last year that I mentioned that I was eliminating some of my businesses because, number one, the numbers showed me that they were not sustainable. But number two, I really had to say to myself, you can't be the jack of all trades, even though you get excited about certain things. You can't be the jack of all trades. You've got to really stay the narrow course, and you've got to do a few things right, okay? So if you're one of those people that have five or six different side hustles going on, you may have to slow that thing down. You may have to select only one or two that you're going to really focus on and do some things with. And the truth be told, the proper way to manage multiple businesses is that the first business needs to be able to produce a profit for you so that it can filter some of that profit to the next business project that you have. Then when you feel that the business is doing well, being consistent in generating revenue, it is at that point that you then decide to get a project manager or someone who's going to manage that for you, and you move on to the next business to run that. And of course, we all know that's not how most business women do it. We have the octopus syndrome. We think we can do anything and everything. We're very slow to let things go that we need to let go. But I'm simply letting you know that goal setting is very important. And if you haven't been doing it, I want you to ask yourself one very important question. Is my business making money? Do I have a remarkable evidence that I'm generating income and that my marketing plan is working and that the business is progressing? Because I'm going to let you know right now, if not, goal setting does have a lot to do with it. okay? And I want you to pay close attention to that and make the commitment this month of October moving forward that you will take goal setting seriously because it's something that you need to do. I did have someone to share with me that they admitted they were being cocky about goal setting, like, I don't need to do this. I know it. I've got in my head what it is that I want to do. Or why does it always require us to write things down or to plan on paper or what have you? And, you know, she admitted to me that once she actually started doing it, overnight she saw a change. Overnight she saw changes. And so, again, this is what I'm talking about. For those of you who feel stubborn, if you were that stubborn little girl, you're stubborn now. And if you feel stubborn and you know that you should be writing your goals down, that you really should be following the vision hierarchy of goal setting, and you know that these things happen and you've been listening to it time and time again, then give it a chance. Go ahead and start working on it. But I also can say, sounds like also that if this is something that you're dealing with, that you need coaching. You need someone to assist you with getting yourself back on track, okay? So I want you to think about that. And don't forget that if you never had your coaching session, because every businesswoman gets one free coaching power talk every single year. So if you have not had that, then you need to go ahead, you need to schedule your power talk, okay? Now, to do that, simply go to womenaboutbiz.net and scroll right beneath the banner of the website on the homepage, and you'll see the information to schedule your free power talk. Go ahead and get that schedule. I can't wait to talk to you and brainstorm and discuss ways to generate income in your business and, you know, where you might be heading in the wrong direction or the direction you might want to go in. So give me a call. You know, go ahead and get that scheduled. And it's easy to do. The appointment form is right there for you. Everything is automated so you don't have to wait. So again, it's going to womenaboutbiz.net. And then scrolling down right beneath the banner header, and you'll see, you know, schedule your power talk. Okay, it can't be any clearer than that. So go ahead and do that today. Also, a big announcement to our silver members. Remember, October marks the beginning of a new quarter. Don't forget that every silver member has a coaching session that they can schedule at the top of every quarter. It must be scheduled within the 31 days of October. So now is the time for you to go ahead and get that scheduled. To do that, log in to your member portal, and then under the topic Silver Members, go ahead and schedule your quarterly coaching session. Now, our Silver Members can use this as a session to discuss their goals that they've set for themselves. They may want to talk about fourth quarter altogether, some things that they need to be pulling together. Or you could talk about the challenges you're having and, you know, how do you turn things around? So go ahead and get that scheduled again within the month of October. And we'll be reminding you every week to go ahead and get that done. I want to go ahead now and just, you know, thank a few people. I want to thank Cheryl. I want to thank another gentleman who listens to us, Edward, and I want to thank Lisa and a couple of other people, Todd and Everett, who really just picked up the banner for me during my illness and really kept things moving smooth. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you. And again, to all of our listeners, thank you so much for your prayers and your concern. I really appreciate that. I'm not 100%. As a matter of fact, after I finish the show, I'll be going back to lay down. But I am getting better. I am getting better. You may hear it in my voice just a little bit, but I am getting better. And I, you know, I'm just so grateful. And I would be remiss if I didn't say a ginormous big thank you to my husband, Robert, who is my rock. Who really was there and has carried me tremendously over our years of marriage. He was there from everything from, you know, taking my temperature, to making me take my medicine, to fixing me something to eat, and constantly keeping my beverages updated. This guy, I just think he is just a once in a lifetime gem that I'm lucky to have. So, Robert, I love you and thank you so much, babe. We're going to go ahead now and we're going to move right into our topic of mindset and motivation. So let's kick things off by breaking down what a success mindset really means, okay? Now, at its core, a success mindset is a way of thinking that embraces possibility over limitation. And I thought about this as I was working on the script, and I love how these words really capture the essence of a success mindset. Thinking that embraces possibility over limitation, because it's so common for us to just give up and say, oh, this is not going to work. But when you have a success mindset, you're not thinking about what's not going to work or what's going to fail. You're thinking about new ideas and new ways to improve it, new innovations, and what you can do to turn things around. It's having the belief that you can and will achieve your goals no matter what challenges you face. Now, this mindset is crucial because it determines how you approach your obstacles, opportunities, and even your everyday tasks. So there are three pillars of strong success mindset that I want you to focus on. And again, please have a pen and notepad for this. So the first pillar is self-belief, right? We know that, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, we ask you to grade your belief level. Where are you? Because self-belief is so important. You must believe that you can accomplish your goals and that you can drive your business on the road of success. You must believe that. When nobody else believes it, you must keep the belief going. If you don't believe you are capable and deserving of success, it's going to show up in your actions or lack thereof. It really is. So take a moment and ask yourself, do I truly believe I can achieve my biggest dreams? If there's even a tiny voice of doubt, then it's time to start working on building that belief through affirmations, journaling, and surrounding yourself with positive influences, okay? Here's the second pillar, growth over fixed thinking. Now, many of you may have heard growth mindset versus fixed mindset, right? It's the fixed mindset that is always bringing up something negative, you know, oh, I tried this before, I don't want to do it. Oh, I don't know if I want to believe this person. I don't think I want to do that. I just don't feel like doing that right now. This isn't how my mother taught me to do it. This isn't how I've always handled it. This isn't how I've handled things, okay? Ask yourself, do I truly believe I can achieve my biggest dreams, right? That was the question I told you in the first pillar of self-belief. With a growth mindset, you believe that you can develop your talents, skills, and intelligence through hard work and learning. In other words, you already know that many of the things you have ideas for, many of the things that you would like to see accomplished in your business, and even in this fourth quarter, you know that you're not quite sure how you're going to get there. But a growth mindset says, I don't care about me not knowing how I'm going to get there. What I care about is me moving forward and believing that I'm going to receive all the resources that I need, that God has my back, that God is going to give me the strength, the courage, and the power to make some things happen that I would like to see happen in my life and in my business. You see, queens, setbacks, when you see them as opportunities to learn rather than failures, it makes a world of difference. This makes you more resilient and open to change, okay? It happens to give you the quality that you need to actually thrive. So you must choose a growth mindset. There is no choice here. You must choose having a growth mindset over having a fixed mindset, which holds you back and hinders you from doing anything that you want to do. So this is why, again, I go back to the 7 questions of business leadership. This is why we encourage you to make a commitment to preparing your mind for greatness every single day and as often as you need to. Here's the 3rd pillar, positive reinforcement. What you say to yourself, it matters so much. When you make positive self-talk a daily practice, you train your mind to stay optimistic and proactive, even when things get tough. So I want you to start each day by affirming, I am powerful, resourceful, and ready for success. Let's repeat that together. I am powerful, resourceful, and ready for success. I want you to repeat that to yourself. Write that down. I am powerful, resourceful, and ready for success. Because you yourself must be able to tap into your personal power to help take yourself and elevate yourself to another level mentally when it comes to getting things done in your business. Your mindset, oh queen, is the foundation on which everything else is built. So it's worth investing your time in strengthening your mind. You must make a commitment to preparing your mindset for greatness. And to do that, of course, 3 pillars of strong success, again, is self-belief, growth over fixed thinking, and positive reinforcement. Now let's move on to talking about daily mindset rituals to stay motivated, right? So we talked about preparing your mindset for greatness and how important it is. So when you start each day by speaking affirmations that align with your goals, then close your eyes for a few minutes and visualize yourself succeeding, whether that's closing a big deal, speaking on a stage, or seeing your business grow, the visualization is going to train your brain to recognize and attract those opportunities to you. Did you hear what I said? Because it's true. So, again, part of preparing your mind for greatness is your morning affirmation and visualization ritual, right? Where you give yourself affirmations and you speak those affirmations to yourself. But let's take it one step further. Close your eyes and visualize as you say the affirmation. Again, whether it's speaking or whether it's closing a big deal, whether it's seeing, you know, thousands of dollars in your checking account, whatever it is that you want to happen, visualization does indeed train your brain to recognize and attract the opportunities that you seek. Okay, here's the next thing when it comes to daily mindset rituals and stay motivated, okay? The 3 wins practice, okay? And I'll explain to you what that matters. Every evening, write down 3 things you've accomplished for the day, no matter how small. What this does is it builds a mindset of progress and reminds you that every step, no matter how small, is taking you closer to your goals, right? 3 things. So I want to keep it real simple. I'm going to give you a suggestion of what I'm going to talk about. Let's say you've been trying forever to just start working on your project or just getting it done. So let's say that your 3 things is you're going to set up, you're going to clear your desk, your workspace, right? And let's just say whatever the first thing is that you're supposed to do, you're going to put that on the desk so that you can start working on it, right? And then the 3rd thing might be you're going to open up your calendar and schedule time frames throughout the day that you'll be working on that particular task. And so what it does is that it now gives you 3 wins, W-I-N-S, 3 wins, and you can be proud of yourself that, okay, I've prepped myself to start working on my goals, my task, whatever it is that I've got to get done. Very important. And here is something that is very important as well as you look at your daily mindset rituals and stay motivated. 3 is gratitude check-ins. So what that means is that you need to pause during your day and take moments to list three things you're grateful for in your business. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's thriving, and it boosts your motivation to keep you moving, right? So again, three things you can do with your daily mindset rituals to stay motivated is, number one, your morning affirmations and visualizations, which is all a part of the preparing your mindset for greatness. Number two, practice the three wins. Okay, W-I-N-S, the three wins, where you write down the three things that you've accomplished for the day. And then number three, gratitude check-ins. Check in with yourself, right? Pause and take a moment to look at the things that you are accomplishing and that you are grateful for. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking, again, to what's thriving. You know, consistency is so key with these rituals. Over time, they'll become a powerful part of your success routine, literally helping you to stay motivated and confident, okay? Let's move on now to another segment of really mindset and motivation, and that is strategies for staying motivated even through challenges, okay? So here's the thing. Motivation can be easy to maintain when things are going well, right? Oh, yeah, you're on top of the world when you've just got five new clients and you've got money flowing. But what about when you hit those rough patches? Maybe your sales have slowed or you're dealing with unexpected setbacks. That's when your mindset and motivation are actually put to the test, right? So I want to give you some strategies for staying motivated even when you are facing challenges. So here's number one, reconnect with your why. Your why is your purpose, okay? So go back to, you know, why did you start this business in the first place? What drove you? Did you have a passion for it? Why are you committed to it, okay? You see, the reason you started your business, and many times, is because you had an idea of how you could do things better, right? You were excited about the product or the service because you use it yourself or you do it yourself, okay? When things get tough, remind yourself why you started and who you're doing this for. Write it down and keep it somewhere visible because this will give you a renewed sense of purpose. So it's when, to be honest with you, it's when you don't know your why any longer or you're really just not sure. You've got that little bud of doubt is peeking through there. So it's okay. You have to really say, maybe I've reached a level of where I no longer want to do this. But at the same time, you've got to reconnect with your why when you're looking at keeping yourself motivated. Here's number two in strategies for staying motivated through your challenges is that you do indeed have to surround yourself with support, okay? When motivation dips, lean in on the community that you've built for yourself. Connect with fellow businesswomen, share your struggles, get encouragement, whether it's a mastermind group, Women About Biz, a mentor, or a business network, right? Having support can make all the difference in the world. It really can. And that's why, you know, again, I say, if you haven't had a coaching session, you know, maybe it's time for you to try it. Maybe it's time for you to experience being supported in something that you have a passion to do. Maybe you don't know everything, sis. Maybe you need to lose the cockiness and just make and schedule the session so that you can get new ideas flowing, right? New ways of doing things. And here's number three in my ideas to help you with stay motivated through challenges is set micro goals. I've talked about this before, but when you are overwhelmed, break down your big goals into smaller, manageable steps. As a matter of fact, I've shared with several members in our goal setting program at Women About Biz that when you feel like one task is a lot and you tell me that, oh my gosh, this task has like a page full of subtasks, and really more than likely the task has become a goal. And that's when you need to really learn how to break it down into smaller, manageable steps. Because it's important to celebrate each small win. Progress, even if it's tiny, will reignite your motivation. And I know that to be very true. Remember, challenges and obstacles are part of your journey. Don't let them define who you are, and definitely don't let them define your outcome. Let them refine your approach. Amen? Yeah, for sure. Last but not least, as we give you some final thoughts and call you to action on some things, right? I want you to remember that mindset is everything. You've got your goals and strategies in place. Now it's time to fuel them with a success-driven mindset and unshakable motivation. This is key. Ask yourself, how can I show up as the most motivated, determined, and resilient version of myself? Because that version of you is who's going to finish out the year strong and set the stage for an incredible 2025, right? Let me repeat that question. This is a call to action, right? How can I set myself up as the most motivated, determined, and resilient version of myself? Ask yourself that question, right? Create a personal mindset plan for quarter four. Think about things that have been keeping you low or getting you down or not giving you the energy and the motivation that you need. Write down your top three mindset goals, whether that's speaking more positively to yourself, staying focused on your vision, or simply being kinder to yourself when things don't go as planned. Check in with this on a weekly basis to keep yourself grounded and focused. And as always, which is so important, keep striving, keep pushing forward, and remember, you are a successful woman because you choose to be. You choose to be. And so hopefully many of you were taking some good notes, and you really are going to give these your notes once over and look at how can I improve my mindset? What do I need to do to move my mindset to the next level, right? And then remember the question, how can I show up as the most motivated, determined, and resilient version of myself, right? How can I show up for that? Because that version is who is going to finish out the year strong and set the stage for an incredible new year. I want to go ahead and share with you a very vibrant conference. I'm very excited about this conference that's hosted by Kenyatta McKenna Ministries. And if you'll remember, Kenyatta was a guest a few weeks back. And while she talked about the stick-to-itiveness of setting goals and how it has truly helped her. So Destined for Millions conference is coming up in Atlanta on Saturday, October 19th from 12 to 5 p.m. That's 12 noon to 5 p.m., right? Again, it is hosted by my client, Kenyatta McKinnon. She's an entrepreneur, an author, and a speaker. So there are five speakers in all at the conference. Myself, I'm very excited. I'll be speaking on entrepreneurship. We have Teresa McIntosh, owner of Hope Business Solutions. She'll be speaking on business funding. Priscilla Franklin of Franklin Financial will be talking about business trust. Tammy Bailey Folk, of the National Association of Women-Owned Small Businesses will be talking about government contracts. And Mr. Von Hubbard of V12 Custom Homes will be talking about wealth through real estate. So again, I want to personally invite all of you who are in or around the Atlanta area. It's not taking you too long to drive in, maybe 4 hours, right? Like if you're 4 hours out and you woke up on a Saturday at 6 6:37 a.m. and you did that 4-hour drive, you'd definitely be there in time for a really good conference, right? And so again, I am inviting you to come join in on the conference. I'm very excited. I'm speaking on the topic of entrepreneurship. I've got a lot of positive and incredible resources to share, and I definitely want to see some of our Women About Biz members in the audience. So what can be expected in this conference? Well, this conference is going to help you to recharge your passion, right? You know, the speakers I know that you're going to enjoy, I know many of them, really good empowering sessions. You're also going to have networking opportunities, and there will be giveaways as well. And for those of you who are in Women About Biz, I have something very special for you as well. So again, the conference is very reasonable, only $37 per person, very low cost, but a very high-end event. So again, mark your calendar for Destined for Millions Conference, Saturday, October 19th, 2024, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And for those of you who are in or around the Atlanta area, it is going to be held at Club E Venue. That is off of Main Street in College Park. So again, all of that information and more details are available for you on the website, Destined for Millions with an S, conference.com. So that's Destined, D-E-S-T-I-N-E-D, for F-O-R, Millions, M-I-L-L-I-O-N-S. Conference, conference.com, Destined for Millions Conference.com. Definitely make sure you go to the site. Go ahead, all of my Women About Biz peeps, you guys go ahead and get registered. I've been told there's only a space for a smaller amount of people this time around. I don't want my Women About Biz people to get left out, so I want you to go ahead and get yourself registered for the Destined for Millions Conference happening on the 19th of October from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. So again, go ahead and do that. And again, as I see my Women About Biz people on the list, I am definitely going to be reaching out to you because we're hopefully all going to get together for dinner after the event, just as Women About Biz members. And so I'm excited about that. So again, Destined for Millions Conference, Saturday, October 19th. I know you're going to truly enjoy it. Well, that's all I have for today's show. I certainly hope that you have enjoyed the last our episode installments, Mindset and Motivation, and that you are ready for October as we push into fourth quarter October. I'm so excited about it, and I hope that you are excited too. We definitely are going to be beefing up on giving you ideas and tips to market your business through the holiday season. Again, we're doing a strategic planning course so that you'll be able to go over that as often as you need to. I'll see you next week for more inspiration and strategies to help you succeed in your business and in your life. I want to thank you all for listening. Have a beautiful and productive week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.net.